T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. A cream puff eating contest in the middle of August?
Yep. Cream puff eating contest. Well, Wisconsin is known for the cream puff, so that's their big thing. And apparently they snuck a brownie and cookies in the middle of these cream. Yeah, it was quite the fashionable mess, I guess they say.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the custodian a couple hours after that, but whatever, you guys do you.
Hey, Mike, let's start with running backs. I know the Packers have what they believe to be a good trio of running backs in the National Football League. You look at a guy like Melvin Gordon, Zeke Elliott right now also holding out. I mean, the running back has been a devalued position, but you've got some guys believing they're worth a lot more money than what they're making. Where do these holdouts, these standoffs end?
Yeah, by the way, I think the Packers are doing it the right way, where you've got a trio of guys. So you get a committee going, and no one's going to be in that position. We're going to be asking for tons of money, and you can mix and match your guys. I think that's the best way to do it. I don't know where this ends. You know, the way you said it, these guys think they deserve a lot more money. I tend to think that they deserve a lot more money in that they're the workhorses for their teams, they're superstars, people buy their jerseys, they're the stars of our fantasy teams, and yet it's so devalued that these guys can't get deals done. So it's different situations for each guy along the way. I wrote today a Bleacher Report. You can find it on the BR app. Yeah, the problem with Ezekiel Elliott is he's really got to be behind Dak Prescott in the priorities for the Cowboys. Not only is Prescott the quarterback, but he's in the final year of his contract. Zeke's got 2 years left. He's trying to bump the line. So I think it's going to be a problem for Ezekiel Elliott. He's trying to get that Todd Gurley kind of money. And Melvin Gordon, forget about it. The Chargers do not play ball. They do not negotiate. They do not pay running backs a lot of money. And he's going to have to, at some point, either do a Le'Veon Bell and hold out for the year or just kind of give up and get back into camp.
Now, there's also, this seems to be the year of a lot of the young quarterbacks. Either one, you're going to make sure that you put another year behind your good year from last year, or these young quarterbacks are going to need to step up and make a name for themselves. So give me your thoughts on the quarterbacks, not necessarily the likes of Rodgers and Wilson and Brady, but the younger quarterbacks in the league, and can Patrick Mahomes do it again, and can some of these other quarterbacks continue their upward ascension?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes can definitely do it again. I can't see where, other than like obviously an injury or something, where there's going to be a downside there. He's a Marino slash Elway type of guy slash Favre, and that's the guy he's going to be along the way. And, you know, all the other younger guys, and we'll go to those like second year guys, that's what's intriguing about them, because they all have these high upsides they could all explode at once. Yeah, I think Baker Mayfield really does have the talent to put it together. And you can see the offense they have there, the weapons they have there with OBJ. If that doesn't become this giant weird personality soap opera, then those guys are going to crush everything in their path. Sam Darnold's a little more of a button-down guy. I think we've learned some things about Adam Gase in the last 36 hours that are interesting. But, you know, you put that aside, Darnold's a guy who definitely has that talent. And there's been phenomenal reports coming out of camp. I got to see Lamar Jackson a couple of times during this offseason, and he's a different guy throwing the football. He still has the athleticism. He looks more poised. He's throwing sharper spirals. His footwork looks better. All that stuff looks better. They're building an offense customized for him. He can have a breakout season. And that's before you get into some of the other guys like Josh Allen, you know, Josh Rosen. We're not sure where he's going to be. Just a lot of young quarterbacks along the way. I think that even if half of them quite fall by the wayside, this is going to be like a big change, and we're going to see some new superstars really emerging in the NFL.
Here in our own backyard, there's a lot of anticipation for this year's team with a new head coach, a new offense. But it seems like more of the focus, at least nationally, seems to be on the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. I know when I was down in Super Bowl, there were a lot of guys saying, man, I don't know if I'd want that job, even though he's a Hall of Famer. If he's the smartest guy in the room, it could be hard to coach. So give me your outside-looking-in perspective as to what you see and hear coming out of Green Bay.
Well, let's just say all eyes are on it. And, you know, there are elements of this that are like, you know, quote unquote narrative. Like, you know, Aaron Rodgers says he doesn't like two-a-days, and we try to turn a story into that. You know, he has questions about audibles, and you know, we try to turn a story into that. But what you're saying is accurate. There's a little bit of where there's smoke, there's fire there. Rodgers has a, let's say, a well-earned reputation for maybe being a challenging guy to work with, that you have to find that connection with him. So I wrote about it weeks ago, and it comes down to what we want to see on the field is we want to see that offense working in sequence, working in rhythm. We don't want to see tons of Aaron Rodgers freelancing, because I think that's a red flag along the way that you know, maybe things aren't meshing between him and LaFleur. And off the field, you know, sometimes you'd love to be a fly on the wall. I recount the story of Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan, of course, obviously took the 49. Excuse me, now with the 49ers, took the Falcons almost to the brink of winning the Super Bowl. And you know, he had to sit down and have a couple of beers with Matt Ryan at one point, and just sort of like really how their relationship was going to go. It had to be sort of that man to man thing. I think that's kind of how LaFleur has to approach it, coming into Rodgers, knowing he's a younger coach, knowing he doesn't have that gravitas. Sit down, get a real conversation going. Maybe they've already had it. And moving from there, they should be able to find a relationship that works for them.
Talking with Mike Tenier of the Bleacher Report, the lead NFL writer there. You can read his stuff. Follow him at Mike Tenier, T-A-N-I-E-R, on Twitter, and read all his stuff over there as well. Hey, before I let you go, when you look at the veterans, and we mentioned Aaron Rodgers, you know, Brady continues to go, and he just signed another contract extension. You've got some of these older guys like Ben Roethlisberger, and still Drew Brees is kicking it around, and are these guys a dying breed of quarterback, or are we making too much of a deal out of this, the longevity of some of these guys? Kind of they're the outliers, really. I mean, this is not the norm, even though we have numerous quarterbacks that are over the age of 35 in the National Football League. It's not the norm. I think these guys are outliers, and once these guys go by the wayside, I think we're going to see a group of guys that a large rotation of quarterbacks in the NFL in the future to come.
Yeah, you know what? If you really want to see something amazing, look at the quarterbacks whose entire careers fit inside the career of a Brady or a Breeze along the way. And you'll get these guys like these Carson Palmers and Donovan McNabbs, who had like really solid careers and were Pro Bowlers and were stars for 5 or 6 years. Their entire career fits inside of these other careers. And that's a sign that you have an outlier. And that said, if you look through the history of the NFL, you know, the great quarterbacks, the greatest ones often are outliers. You know, Johnny Unitas was an outlier with his longevity to a degree. You know, Elway was as well. What we're seeing, though, is the outliers are going to have slightly longer careers because you know, the fitness is better and the TB12 is better and the arthroscopic surgery and ACL surgeries are better, so that, you know, in the past, a Tom Brady, what year was he hurt? 2008, I think, was the year he got hurt. That might have been the beginning of the end for him in the days before better surgery. Now he gets to last longer. Now he gets kale shakes and that can last longer. So you're not going to always see quarterbacks getting to 38, 39, 40, 41, but you'll see the greater ones lasting longer along the way. And that's what I think is what we're seeing right now. And that's why you see some of these guys who are maybe second tier, like Roethlisberger and Rivers, having longer careers than you might have expected.
Mike, it's always great to talk to you. I look forward to chatting with you down the road as well. We thank you for your time, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. Always a pleasure. Take care and enjoy the preseason.
Appreciate it, pal. Yeah, exactly, and enjoy the cream puffs, too. We'll talk about that coming up. Mike Tenier, the Bleacher Report, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.